Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Wingside Coaches. I'm Mike Chernevsky.
I'm Tim Crippen.
And this is a Batsu game edition of Wingside Coaches. The baseball season is over. We have to dole out some punishments. Here are the teams that actually did make the MLB playoffs. The Toronto Blue Jays, Kansas City Royals, Texas Rangers, New York Yankees, Houston Astros, New York Mets, St. Louis Cardinals, Los Angeles Dodgers, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Chicago Cubs. So, how do we do? How do we do? In terms of in terms of the AL East, we at various points throughout the season picked every team in that division, not named Toronto.
Yeah.
To win that division.
Yeah.
The Central, well, I picked Detroit early on because, you know, they've just been unbeatable in that division the last few years. But you stuck with KC, and I switched to KC halfway through the season. And so you were right with that one.
I said at the beginning of the season that the Royals would be winning this division this year. I just didn't think they were just going to, for at least for most of the season, pretty much have control of that control of the game from start to finish. In fact, they did not go below 500 the entire time. You know, I mean, started off at a 7-0 start and just kept on going. You know, so for them to just have that good of a season, 95 wins. You know, that's very, very impressive. You know, for the Royals this year.
Yep.
I mean, I thought if they could get 90 wins, I thought, you know, that would be great. 95 would be better. They really had a chance for 100, but the month of September, they were just throwing in garbage in there, and I'm wondering what was going on. But lately, they've started to play a little bit better, you know, and you need to start having at least some confidence and a little bit of momentum to get ready for the playoffs. But the Royals, yep, like I said, Ed, you know, at the beginning of the season, I thought the team would do great, and sure enough, they're doing good.
Yep. AL West, you stuck with the Angels. I was with the Angels at first, then switched to Houston, and I wound up picking the wrong Texas team. The team that did win the division, plays their games in a maximum security penitentiary. I know I keep making that joke, but for context, for anyone who doesn't get it, take a look sometime at photos of the stadium, the ballpark in Arlington. It looks more like a maximum security prison than it does a ballpark. So that's why the joke.
Yeah. Well, also, I told you during like halfway time during our All-Star break edition that, I saw Houston and L.A. in there. But I also threw in there and said, don't count out Texas. You know, I think they might make a run, you know, for it. And little did I know that I didn't really thought that this team would actually go out and win the division. I mean, I thought between Houston and L.A., I thought those were the teams that were going to get there. But for Texas to just come out of nowhere, you know, that was something else. So, you know, you got to give your hats off to the Rangers. I mean, they did their part, you know, and stole it from both Houston and L.A.
Right. AL Wild Cards, well, I had KC and Toronto to start with. They both made the playoffs but won divisions. You originally had Seattle and Toronto. Seattle was one of the first teams out. Then adjustments, I had Minnesota and the Angels, both wrong, and you had Minnesota and Houston. You got Houston right. So, and NL East, we were universally wrong.
We stuck with Washington.
We stuck with Washington, and they kind of choked to the point that they fired their manager yesterday.
Yeah. It was an awful season for Washington. I mean, about the only really bright bright spots, you know, that Washington had? What were a couple of them? Bryce Harper pretty much had a possible
right.
MVP caliber year. And you even have to give two hats off to the free agent, Max Scherzer, who not only picked
two hitters
in one season. That has not happened since Nolan Ryan back in 1973. I mean, that's an incredible feat, you know. Is he heading up to Nolan Ryan status? I'm not going to go that far, but he's definitely heading up toward the category of close to maybe like a Sandy Koufax type deal. I mean, this guy really knows how to pitch. But the Nationals, they were doing halfway decent even still during the All-Star break, and I thought, okay, they're going to get their mojo, they're going to get things together. And then August and even in September, I mean, they just fell apart. I mean, there was just nothing. I mean, the Mets, I mean, if you told me the Mets were going to do this great, I would have laughed and just said, maybe in another year, I thought, you know, maybe Matt Harvey, if you give him another season, you know, recovering back from Tommy John surgery, I thought maybe this guy might have had a chance. But to tell me that this team would do that great, you know, I thought, you're crazy. But, hey, they're in the playoffs right now, and they're going to have a chance to show what they're really made of, you know, when they have to, I think they play the Dodgers, you know, for the playoff game, if I remember. That's right.
That's correct.
They have to play the Dodgers, you know, in the divisional series. So we'll see. You know.
Yep. NL Central, we stuck with the Cardinals the whole time, and we're correct. NL West. You stuck with the Dodgers. I stuck with the Giants, and that kind of hosed me.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you didn't want to listen. You know, I told you every time in history, it's every other year San Francisco seems to make the playoffs or at least make some hay run, you know. But they still had a chance for a wild card spot and even couldn't even do that. I don't know. Do you have something against the Dodgers? You know, because like
yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
You know darn well what it is.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I just try to be realistic, you know, on my picks, you know, and yeah, the Dodgers are winning in another division, you know.
All right. NL wild cards. We universally stuck with Pittsburgh, and they're in. I originally had San Diego switch midseason to the Cubbies. You had Miami and switched then to the Mets. So not too bad with the wild cards. At least we stuck with the Pirates the whole time.
That wasn't going to change on that one. I wasn't going to get hosed again, you know, with the Pirates after the way they were playing last season. It's like, they've made me a believer. It's like, okay, this team's pretty legit, you know, so at least give them at least a wild card spot, you know.
So, and also they got three teams from the NL Central into the playoffs this year. That's pretty good. All right. Okay, so final tallies. My original is 4 out of 10. Your original is 5 out of 10. My adjustments, 5 out of 10. And your adjustments, 7 of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the Batsu game for this, for the pick.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of World Series, we both picked Washington at the start of the season to win the World Series, and then I stuck with them at the midway point. So we get Team Batsu for that.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go and announce the Team Batsu then.
Okay.
And I've run a few scenarios with this one. I was saying we could engage in a game of Twilight Imperium. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's a board game. It's a sci-fi space game that infamously takes 6 to 8 hours to play. The problem is I do not own this game, have no intention of owning this game, and don't know anyone right off the top of my head who does. And this is a game that is never played at the game nights I go to. So, so that's out. We could do a brief thing for my web series, Tales from the Interim Net, where the main characters are sports fans and everything. So we could do like a sports radio segment that we could put in like background and everything. So that could be a potential bot too. We could do karaoke.
Yeah.
As well, so we got so we have options.
Yeah.
So we have options. I think those are probably our best two options. No, the
okay.
Doing stuff for the web series or karaoke. So I will go and flip a coin for that. I got a quarter here. So heads for the web series, tails, karaoke. It is tails, so we will be doing karaoke.
Okay.
And I know you said you'd be in town this weekend, so yeah, we'll probably do
Red Bull. Well, I didn't say I'd be in town this weekend. I'm going to try to make it to town if I can get a ticket for a particular game because my team, if people don't know, are the Chicago Bears. They happen to be playing the Chiefs, you know, this weekend in Kansas City. I'm trying to look for somebody who's got an extra ticket. That's all I'm asking. If I'm able to, I'll try to make it in.
All right, okay, I'll amend to this. Next time you're in Kansas City, we're going to karaoke.
Yep. That's fine. You know.
All right, and no stipulation on what bands we have to perform either with that. So yep. Now, how am I being punished for my bad?
Well, you kind of stole my thunder because I was thinking karaoke myself, you know, too, you know, in the process. I was thinking of two options. I was thinking either you could take a pie in the face for your choice of flavor of pie, or we could do karaoke. And I thought, I'll save the pie for another day. You know, I figure I would want to do a karaoke instead. And the one that I was going to originally pick for you was just any song from the group INXS, you know. INXS. INXS for the Australian group. That's your punishment, you know. You have to sing one INXS song, you know.
Okay, so we're effectively knocking out karaoke as a punishment after this.
Yeah.
I would have taken the pie in the face just to keep the karaoke option. So.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, I could have given you a choice, you know, on it, but I thought, I'll just do it with karaoke, you know, just so I can get out of it. Because we haven't done that for, like, it's been, a year or so since the last time that we did it.
It was December when you picked Liverpool to win Champions League.
Yeah, so it was a soccer time. So, yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah, pretty close to about a year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do the team batsu will be karaoke, and then for me, we'll do the pie in the face.
Okay.
I want to keep karaoke as an option. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We'll do the pie in the face. Which type of pie do you want? You know, I mean,
it's always whipped cream. Come on.
Oh, got to find a whipped cream. Okay. I'll find a whipped cream pie.
Just put a bunch of whipped cream on. Just easy. Just put a bunch of whipped cream on a plate. You know.
Yeah. All right, we'll get a whipped cream pie, you know, for Mike, you know, for his punishment.
Sure. Since I mentioned Champions League, I have a. Right now we're practically tied, 10 of 16 apiece.
Okay.
And there's still four more games to go. Still have four more games to go. So. And both of our Batsu teams in that are alive.
Yeah.
In fact, both of our teams are leading their groups right now. So Real Madrid is leading their group, and Juventus leads their group. So. Yeah. All right, we still have a little less than 15 minutes to go. So we open up to other topics that are coming to mind. For me, of course, we have to start with the NFL owners meetings going on this week in New York. And that of course, that's one of the things that's going to be discussed and possibly pushed in a final direction is the L.A. situation.
Okay.
And most of what I've been hearing so far is pretty positive for the Blue and Gold. It sounds like this six-man committee, six very influential owners in the NFL, they're taking the lead on this L.A. situation, and they are highly in favor of moving the Chargers and possibly the Raiders to Los Angeles and going with their project in Carson, California. Armand Delcronky doesn't have nearly as much support for his project, just Jerry Jones and a couple other owners, but Jerry's not on this committee that I mentioned. This committee I mentioned is Rooney with Pittsburgh, Mara with the Giants, Clark Hunt, of all people.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Richardson with Carolina. Bob McNair with Houston, and Bob Kraft with the Patriots. And so we're talking mostly old-school owners plus a couple of the expansion owners and Bob Kraft.
Yeah.
It sounds like, especially the old school guys. I was personally shocked to hear that Hunt was in favor of keeping the Rams in St. Louis, especially given the behavior of certain local KC area politicians in Jefferson City.
Well, I don't know exactly how Clark Hunt, I don't know all his thinking, is, but I think part of the reason, maybe the reason why he wants to still keep a team in St. Louis, I think he still wants to have that Governor's Cup, thing, and also at the same time, just have that competition, against the Missouri. Now, granted, he could have been a dick about it, and basically just said, let the team move to L.A., and just let us here in Missouri get as much money as we possibly can, because if one team's eliminated, it'd be great. But, I at least see him, kind of somewhat similar to his father, but maybe a little bit more aggressive, than his father, in a sense that, hey, look, I love competition. I still want to keep a neighboring team. Let's still keep St. Louis, here in the area. And, But I'm also a little bit suspicious, on it, because we've kind of talked a little bit about this. I mean, the fact that, let's just say, for example, the most favoritism thing, it looks like Oakland and San Diego are going to probably be the teams in L.A., would possibly one of those teams, that both get out there to L.A. would switch from the AFC to the NFC? Making it kind of suspicious, whether St. Louis would be a team that would come and play in the AFC just because of a close proximity. I don't know. I'm just asking the question on that.
Right. I do know that Spanos, the Chargers owner, he's tried 15 years to try to get a deal done with San Diego, and they keep jacking with him. For lack of a better for lack of a better term, and it's San Diego. Come on. So, so there's a lot of sympathy from these owners for Spanos in that regard. As for the Raiders, well, of course, Oakland's not doing anything. And one thing I've heard is that Mark Davis is talking with a potential investor to invest either part or all of the Raiders to help them be more financially stable, getting to L.A. And the Central realignment has come up. I heard that either team would be amiable to switching to the NFC. But
okay.
But yeah, that raises the question: who do you switch back from the AFC? I make the argument it should be Seattle because they were an AFC team prior to 2002 realignment. And
if it was me, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you'd like to see Seattle, you know, be the team to do it. But I mean, if you had the Chargers to switch to the NFC, that would be very interesting to see how that would work. Because I think Kansas City fans would not want to see Oakland move to the NFC just because they still love that old rivalry between the two of them for, like, decades that had been going on in the National Football League. So that's probably not going to change, you know, for them to switch to the other conference.
Right. I would make the argument that Chargers arguments as well. Raiders have 3 Super Bowls versus the Chargers 0. But then again, if you make that argument on the NFC side of things, you're making an argument to move Arizona to the AFC on the account of 0 Super Bowl wins versus St. Louis 1, Seattle's 1, and that other team's 5.
Yeah.
But of course, with the Cardinals, let's keep in mind this is one of two existing one of the two remaining charter teams of the NFL that we're talking about. So I don't think they want to screw with history there. So I've heard arguments that it would be St. Louis moving to the AFC in that situation. I'd be okay with that, to be honest with you. I'd be okay with that so long as they stay in St. Louis and everything, and of course, the whole are they following the relocation guidelines? And clearly, Armand Del Cronky is not, because he has not acted in good faith in trying to get a deal done, and clearly hasn't exhausted all of his opportunities. Exhibit A, peacock blitz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other thing I'll just talk about, and just kind of a brief thing, it seems like lately, you know, in the NFL, I mean, a lot of the big-name quarterbacks have been going down, you know, with, like, major injuries or even slight injuries this year. I mean, I'll give you examples. I mean, who's either been at least injured for 1 week or at least it might be even suffering even more. Let's start with the Cowboys, Tony Romo. Out, you know, for at least maybe 6 to 10 weeks from what I've heard. Drew Brees was out at least for 1 week, maybe even 2 possibly. Andrew Luck this past Sunday was out, possibly going to try to play for this Thursday night, but doesn't know what's going on. I laugh at this, and at the same time, I'm also being serious. This is the same league, the NFL, they try to protect their quarterbacks and stuff because they realize quarterbacks are their big name. This is what people are getting drawn to. Now, if you get another big name quarterback, you know, like say a Rodgers or a Tom Brady go down, you know, you're thinking dang, are there going to be any quarterbacks to make in this football league just fun to watch? You know, I mean, you don't want too many of these things. Otherwise, football is going to be to the point where, well, for two things. I mean, if you're looking at it from the gambling side, the fantasy people are just going to be scrambling nuts going, well, who am I going to get to start, you know? But at the same time,
right.
you know, the other people are looking at it from the perspective of just viewable and watching, you know, the games, you know, where it's supposed to be on TV. And they don't want to see terrible football, you know. I mean, they want to see really good play. And quarterbacks, you know, you hate to say it, but they're the ones that are pretty much driving the league right now. You know, I mean, that's just the truth, you know.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yep. All right. So, feature. So, I'm gonna feature Batuza. Of course, you need to keep an eye on how the Royals do. Because
that's my adjusted pick, you know, and I think they've got a good legitimate shot. My concern will be not so much who they play in the wild card game, because whoever wins the wild card tonight between the Yankees and the Astros, that's who the Royals will play in the divisional series. My concern would be more whether or not are they going to play Toronto, because to me, Toronto's the team that scares me more than anybody else, you know, out of the American League Championship Series. But if they get there, you know, oh, great. But you know what? Outside of my home team that I'm pulling for, I'm actually really pulling for the Cubbies, you know, this year. I really want to see the Cubs go very far, you know. I mean, for over 100 years, you have not won a World Series title, you know. And
Right.
just like to see them get on this deep run, you know. In fact, I mean, if it's the Royals and Cubs and stuff like that playing this year, I might have to try to make a trip out to Chicago just to see my old friend John Ratzenberger, you know. just so I can make another trip out there to Wrigley Field, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens on that. But now, I mean, like I said, this is before the past. This is one of my favorite times of the year. You've got baseball postseason about ready to start tonight. You got football in gear in the regular season. So you can just say to yourself, wow, you know, I mean, if you're a sports fan, this has got to be one of your favorite times, you know?
Right. And I was going to say NBA. I'm going to change the way we do NBA this year. We're going to do it more like we did hockey last year. Wait until the playoffs to make our picks. It's just become too predictable and everything. So we'll just wait until playoffs to do that. And,
okay.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Cubbies. Well, back to the feature part two, this was supposed to be the year they finally won a World Series. So.
Yeah, I remember that because I've seen the movie myself, and it's like, hey, if they do win it all, Back to the Future actually got it right.
Only half right, because remember, they're supposed to play Miami in
Series. Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're looking at it from that part, yeah.
And the closest we'll ever get to a Miami-Chicago World Series, or Miami Cubs World Series, was 12 years ago with the Bartman incident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Marlins went out to win the World Series that year. So.
Yeah.
All right, we have just about a minute to go, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. So thanks, Tim, as always, and look forward to doing karaoke next time you're in. So.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely do it. I'll have a pie with your name written all over it, you know, so that way you can enjoy the nice whipped cream, you know, to go along with it.
All right. Thanks, Tim. And so we're going to wrap up now. So for Tim, I'm Mike. We will talk to you next time on the Winning Side Coaches.